was there a certain time that you thought, right, it's time for me to move on to bigger and better things?
No, I think it was a unique situation for myself because I was a fan. And you, when you break into a team, i.e. if you're broken into a Celtic team and you kept on playing and kept on playing, you probably never ever see yourself anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
It just so happened that the team that I grew up supporting were never going to be the top of the tree for me in my career. And that's, everybody knows how much it meant to me to play at this club, and the fact that I come back and played for free or whatever, this is my club, this is where my boys will have season tickets, you know what I mean? This is where I like to come and support the boys. But
so if Hibs were top of the league every year, you'd have stayed here?
Of course. Do you know what I mean? That would have been the fairy tale. Uh-huh. But there is two massive giants along the road that dictate that, and thankfully for me, I kind of had the option of both.
Uh-huh. So why did you choose, why Rangers then?
Well, to be honest, it was strange, because we had agreed a deal with Celtic.
Uh-huh.
5-year deals, both us. I think Celtic had round about £5 million bid that they thought was going to be accepted.
For the both of us.
And on the day that I went to training, when I come back, whatever the day was, the 30th of January or the 31st, whatever the day, the last day of the window basically, it was a Tuesday I'm sure, a text message off Rod saying come up and see me after training, and I went up into the stand in his office obviously used to be an opposite stand, and he sat me down in his office and said I've accepted a bid, and you probably not had any dealings with Rod, but he can be a man of few words at times, eh? And uh-huh. Even for a young boy, you sometimes have to push the conversation. So I said to him, who Fred? And he's like, who do you think? And I said straight away, Celtic. And he's like, no. But he didn't then just tell me who. And I was like, Rangers. And he's
it's
like,
no time for games, Rod, is it?
That's what he was like. And he was like, aye. And to be honest, I've always felt that when Gordon Strachan phoned me every night, Walter phoned me every night, Tony Mowbray phoned me every night, Willie phoned me every night, I genuinely thought that Celtic wanted me more than Bruni.
Right.
And Rangers wanted Bruni more than they wanted me. And it just so happened that we ended up going to different clubs. But when he said, obviously, that I'd accepted a bid for Rangers, I had already made up my mind that if it had been anyone as such, the relationship that me and John were having at the time and how difficult he was making, I just wanted to move. I'm saddened still to this day because I still get remembered Keith Jackson's headline that I would walk along the M8 broken glass or whatever it was, and I can't even say that now. You can't, I can't. But it's sad that was then coming back here 3 weeks later and getting booed by the whole stadium. I had a relationship with Keith that people have with the media where he could text you and say, I need a few words for the morrow, mate, and you text him back saying, I ain't bother, and you didn't get what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And that was a bit like the stories that used to happen. So I don't know if that happens for every player, if that's just the way it was with me, but that story was me sitting in the back of a car, because I never drove, a bit like you then. They hired a car to take me home, obviously, at 10:30 at night. My phone never stopped. And I text Keith to say that, look, I'm shattered, mate. He's like, I need a few words, mate. And I was like, I've already spoke to the club media. I'm in the back of a taxi with a guy, then again, I'm not speaking to you, type thing. So he's like, do you mind if I do a few words? And they bother me to bash on. And that's what it was.
So did you get the cuts at your feet for the broken glass?
I think the football fan would never say I'd done the wrong thing. I went to an amazing club. But I just wish if you could rewrite.
Better,
of course, if you could rewrite your career and you could make it perfect, everybody would, wouldn't they? But I just wish that one story was one that haunted me for a long time. And I hope that I've went a long way to try and rectify that.